My name is Andrew Fenneman. I live in Chamberlain, Maine, and I represent the Friends of Muskongus Bay, which are about 125 diverse people that live, work, and play on Muskongus Bay. And they are not anti this project. They're against this site. They feel the site choice is wrong. So if you just give me a few minutes, I'd like to just point three points out from my remarks that I know that you'll read later. In 2011, you know, this one's about preserving history, the Deputy State Historic Preservation Officer, when they were doing the original evaluation for the project, said there are 7 known prehistoric sites and 4 known historic sites on Monhegan Island. The 4 historic sites are now listed on the Register of National Historic Places. He writes, in that opinion, in the opinion of the Maine Historic Preservation Commission, Monhegan Island in its entirety merits listing on the register. After going back and forth in terms of the test that was proposed at the time, they agreed it would be okay. But he wrote, our concurrence is conditional upon the following understanding. This is a quote. This deployment of a 1/3 scale test platform is more than 2 miles off the shore of Monhegan will be a temporary installation. He was looking at 5 months. We're now looking at 120 months. We've gone 5 months to 20 years. This is not temporary. Secondly, if we think about the environment, protecting the environment. In the university's environmental assessment in 2011, they've actually looked at what some of the things that might happen with the birds and the bats, and I quote it from page 11. The radar survey results from July 15th to September 30th, 2010, showed that approximately 93% of targets, that's both birds and bats, quote, 93% of targets during the day and 94% of targets during the night were detected at heights of 246 feet or greater. The turbines of just 135, that might be okay. But we're now at a possibly 633 if we're at 8 megawatt turbines, or 585. Who knows? That's a lot of birds and a lot of bats. Another argument that keeps being made is this is about sustaining Monhegan. It is not. Because the reality is, dangling a carrot of free power might be great for 20 years, but what happens when they leave? And there's been nothing to actually contribute to the sustainability of life on the island, which is difficult. I get the struggle. I understand what's going on here. But this is hard. Wouldn't we be better off investing now in things like solar, storage batteries, so that we're prepared 20 years out, so we're not just left caught off guard with a very important line that belongs to the people of the state of Maine? In 2014, I met with Will Harris, who signed the designation order for the site. When we talked about the new test, he said, and I quote, wow, that's quite a bait and switch. I met with Patrick Woodcock, the then director of the Governor's Energy Office, and I said, how come you didn't choose one of the other two sites? And he said, and I quote, really, are you kidding me? Put these by the rich people? That's a quote.
10 seconds, Mr. Fenneman.
So I would just say, Maine, if Maine wants to be a leader in alternate technologies, it needs to lead not only in what it does, but how and where. Placing a pair of giant turbines only 2.5 miles from Monhegan is not it. We need to preserve our history, protect our environment. I urge you to support this bill. We do not need to damage our heritage in order to ensure our future. Thank you.
Dr. Fenneman, your testimony refers to an opinion of a prior proposal from the Historic Preservation Officer.
That's correct.
Do you have any updates for us? I mean, obviously the proposal has changed. Is there an updated opinion, or are you simply citing the previous opinion?
I'm citing the previous one because that's the one that I have. I'm assuming that the DOE, when they go through the NEPA process, they'll go back and they'll relook at historical implications and what the effect and impact might be.
So the reason you didn't cite a current opinion is that there is none to your
knowledge.
Correct. Is that right?
There's no new one since that one that I've seen.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Seeing no other questions. Appreciate your testimony. Up next is Julie Eaton. Is it the Maine Lobstermen's Union?
Yes, sir. Senator Woodsum, Representative Seth Berry,